Here's Dr. Don Wilton.
Put away your foreign gods. Purify yourselves. There's the act of worship. Number one, lay aside all of these things that are hindering you. Lay aside the sin of your life. Put them down. Stop doing them. Burn them. Throw them into the rubbish dump. Have nothing more to do with them. Then what you need to do is you need to purify yourself in an act of worship before the Lord your God, and you need to change. The
Welcome to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today he talks about blessings, the basics of God's blessing. Do you realize that God wants to bless you? It's a part of his love for you. And you know, it's a great reminder. Dr. Don says often, there is nothing, absolutely nothing you can do to make God love you more. But there's also nothing you have done to make him love you less. God's love is an amazing love, and you're going to discover today in this Bible study the basics of God's blessing. While we study, jot this number down, 866-899-WORD. Will connect you with us 24 hours a day to talk or pray. That's 866-899-9673. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
God has given to us his story, his word, our story. It's about this. It's about God. It's about God building nations. It's the story about love. It's the story about a people like you and me. It's my story. It's your story. And in just a moment, I'm going to invite you to give your heart and life to this Jesus of whom we speak. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will surely not die, but will have everlasting life. This is God's story. And my friend, he wants to bless you. Did you know that? Did you know that God wants to bless you? He created you with a distinct purpose of living your life under the blessings of God. And that's what his story teaches us. But I do want you to know that you and I have to understand what it is that God requires of us. And so today I'm going to invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. This is going to be so exciting. And today, as we look at the scope of God's blessing, we're going to extrapolate some principles on the basics of God's blessings. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to help you to see from God's word just how it is that these people, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, all the way up to the beginning of the life of Joseph, how they tapped into the blessings of God. Have you found yourself saying, Lord, please bless me. Please let me be filled with your presence and with your grace. Please let me know you. Please, Lord Jesus, heal my hurting heart. Please, Lord, make me whole again. Please, Lord, bless my family. Please, Lord, take care of my children. Please, Lord, help me to live this life. Please, Lord, provide for my needs. Please, Lord, give me bread to eat. Please, Lord, do something for me. I want you to know today that God is in the blessing business. Take a copy of God's word and turn with me to Genesis chapter 12. I'm going to read just a few verses as we stand, and then as we extrapolate the basics of God's blessings, we're going to study from varying passages right here in this incredible account of God's grace together. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country, and from your family and from your father's house and go to a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and those who dishonor you, I will curse. And in you will all the families of the earth be blessed. Now look at verse 4. I want you to understand verse 4 today. I'm going to read it for you. My friend, I'm going to say to you without apology this morning, don't ever think God is going to bless you if you don't understand verse 4. So Abram departed. Abram went just as the Lord had told him to go. This is a remarkable series of verses all the way from chapter 12 through chapter 36. From the call of God to Abram, all the way through to the birth and the beginning of the life of Joseph, God begins to show us what He has in store for us. Why so many of you waiting until you're 80 years of age until you get it? Why did you do what you did last night and you knew God did not approve of it? Why have you got an attitude like that? Why are you cheating on your wife, my friend? You're looking for something? You think you're going to find it in sex? Why are you holding on to your money like this? You really think that's where blessings come from? I got such good news for you today. So here's what I did. As I studied from chapter 12 all the way to chapter 36, I kept saying, Lord, beginning with the call of Abram, even in the passage that I've just read, how many times do we read the verse? I will bless you. I will bless you. I will bless you. I'll bless you. I'll bless you. I'm going to build a nation out of you. I'm going to bless your children. I'm going to give you food to eat. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to give you victory in battle. When you're in the deepest valley and you're suffering the worst kind of pain and hurt you can imagine, I'm going to keep my hand on you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to help you in that fiery furnace. Listen, folks, we're just scratching the surface. As we go through God's story, we're just going to see one blessing after blessing after blessing. So this is what I did. I said, Lord Jesus, please help me to have something to say to all my friends on Sunday morning about the basics of God's blessings. Here they are. There are seven steps that are common right through this account. Seven basic steps to God's blessings. Step number one, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and it goes on and on. Step number one, they positioned themselves strategically. These people, imperfect people, sinful people, struggling people, hurting people, seeking people, were continually blessed of God. Here's what they did. Number one, they positioned themselves strategically. Just look, for example, at chapter 13. Now, you can all appreciate, knowing me like you do, how hard it is for me to just focus in on one little verse. Now, folks, listen. I'm giving you one little insight. These people received God's blessings because, number one, they positioned themselves strategically. Here's what the Bible says in chapter 13 and verse 18. So Abram moved his tent and he settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar. On December 29th, I get on a plane with a whole lot of you and a whole lot of others, and I'm going to Israel. You know where we are going to stay the first two nights? I just read about it. For the first time, I'm taking people to Mamre. I want to go there. And I want to tell you why I want to pitch my tent in Mamre. Because there was something about the fact that this man who believed in God was willing to position himself strategically in order that he could hear from the Lord. I want to congratulate all of you today, because right now you have positioned yourself strategically. This is just one of many places, but this is what makes it so worth it to come to church. Someone said to me one time, and boy, do I understand that, "Pastor, I don't need to go to church. Sunday morning's my golf day." I can guarantee you something, my friend. God is everywhere, but you do not position yourself strategically on a golf course when it comes to the voice of God on a Sunday morning. I've got people that I know every Sunday that comes by. They've always got something else to do. They clutter their minds. They're always doing anything but positioning themselves strategically. It may not be the sermon you remember or a song that we sing, but I promise you, God's already speaking to you because you've positioned yourself strategically. Number two, they talked with God continually. They talked with God continually. Look at chapter 15 and verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. And God said, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, and your reward shall be very great." But Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said, "This man shall not be your heir, but your very own son shall be your heir." And he brought him outside and he said, "Look toward the heaven," just like we did just a moment ago as we were worshiping the Lord and considering the galactic galaxy of God's grace. The enormity of the blessings of God as we observe the hand of God, this one who is creator, who made everything, and without him was not anything made that was made. And God said to him in conversation, "Abram, look toward heaven and the number of the stars, if you're able to number them." And then he said, "So shall your offspring be." And so he believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It seems to me that at the very basic level, God blessed these people because they talked with God continually. You know, the wonderful thing about being a Christian and knowing the Lord Jesus is that we are invited into a continual conversation with him. Now, that's not dependent on where we are or what we're doing. I often tell people some of my favorite times of talking to God when I'm driving my motor car. The only difference is I don't close my eyes. You want me to tell you? You don't have to close your eyes to talk to God. Sometimes the best way in which you can talk to God is just keep them open, because while you're talking to him, you'll keep looking at the very face of God. I was in a beautiful place on Friday, and I turned to some of the people with me, and I looked out across some beautiful water and trees, and I said, "Gentlemen, behold our God." You know, it seems to me, I mean, it's an amazing thing when I look at the lives of these people as God began to build a nation. How that God just blessed them. I want to be blessed, don't you? I want God to bless me. I want God to bless my children. I want God to bless you. I love you so much today. I tell you, when I look out here and just the love that I have for God's people, I want God to bless you. I want God to bless you. I want God to bless me. Here's what they did. They positioned themselves strategically. They talked with God continually. Here's a third basic to the blessings of God. They offered themselves totally. They offered themselves totally. Look at chapter 22. Boy, this is a powerful passage. I wish I had time to read the whole of chapter 22. Here's what God tells us in chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, by the way, here's that continual conversation. By the way, everybody look at me. When God speaks to you, answer him. Just answer him. Samuel did. Just this. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. Oh, by the way, if you remember from last week, God actually came down into the garden and said to Adam, Adam, where are you? By the way, anyone here think that perhaps God didn't know where he was? Anyone here like to rise up and say God doesn't know where you are? I'll tell you what, let me get real southern just for a minute. Will you all forgive me? You think God doesn't know where you're at? Doesn't sound the same when I say it, but you know what I'm talking about. There you is. See, folks, I can do it if I want to. It just doesn't come out right, and I feel very awful, like I'm betraying the British Empire or something. Last thing I need is the Queen on my case right now. Look here, Abraham. And Abraham said, here I am. By the way, do you think God didn't know where Abraham was? Like, hello, Abraham. Whoa, hey, angels, come over here. I've lost Abraham. Why do you all walk around like you think God lost you? You really think God didn't watch what you did last night? So God tested Abraham, said to him, Abraham, he said, here I am. And he said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I shall show you. Folks, here's the bottom line. Notwithstanding this remarkable story, this picture of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, they offered themselves totally. Isaac was everything to Abraham. So why are you and I holding back? What are we holding on to? What have you got in your hand? Do you know that when I lived in New Orleans, there was a very famous man there. Very famous man. Very famous. Founded restaurants. He had the biggest Christmas light show you've ever seen. This man was multi-millionaire, if not a billionaire. Flamboyant, playboy. Everybody knew him. And he went to Europe on a trip in his mid-50s and he died in Europe. And they flew him back. I'll never forget. Steve, maybe you were living in New Orleans with me at that time. They flew him back. I'll never forget the entourage, the pomp, the ceremony. Because this wealthy, famous playboy man had died. Everybody talked about it. It was everywhere. Do you know what his will said? When they buried this man, they buried him in a grave big enough to accommodate a whole lot of his boats, motor cars, motorbikes. That was what he wanted. He wanted to be buried with as many of his worldly possessions as he could. And some of you are headed to the grave with your worldly possessions all over you, and you're wondering why God is not blessing you. You can get buried in your Rolls Royce and have nothing. These people were blessed according to our understanding of God's story because they offered themselves totally. But it went further than that. Number four, they understood clearly. They understood clearly. Just quickly go over to chapter 35. Chapter 35, all the way to chapter 35. Look at verse 1. They understood clearly. Verse 1, God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau. These people were blessed because they understood absolutely and abundantly clearly that nothing short of an altar of worship and offering and praise before God will suffice in God's economy. Stop messing around with God. They understood that. Time without number, as we read through the account of God's grace and blessings, these people went back to Bethel. They went back to their sacrifice. They went back to their place of worship. They went back to where God is because they knew that God is exactly who He says He is. He's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God loves you and He loves me. And He's the only one who can give us eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot have peace excepting through God who gave us Jesus to die upon a cross that we might be forgiven and be reconciled to a holy and a righteous God. They understood clearly. And number five, they repented frequently. We're trying to unpack the basics of God's blessings. They repented frequently. If you read and unfold all of what is said in chapter 35, so look at verse 2. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away your foreign gods from among you and purify yourselves and change your garments." Did you see that, my friends?
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and there's so much more great teaching to come in just a few moments, but I want to remind you that Dr. Don insists we let you know about this phone number. If you haven't written it down or stored it in your cell, consider doing that today. The number's 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And when we began the national edition of our ministry, the ministry's been going on longer than Dr. Don and I've been alive, but the ministry began nationally a decade or so ago, and we knew that we wanted to be connected with each and every listener and available 24 hours a day. So we have a wonderful system that'll route your call to one of us, ready, anxious to pray with you no matter what time of day or night. If you need a 2 a.m. friend, we're here for you at 866-899-WORD. Again, that number, 866-899-9673. Just know we'd love to pray with and for you. Now back to today's message, the basics of God's blessing with Dr. Don Wilton.
Put away your foreign gods, purify yourselves. There's the act of worship. Number one, lay aside all of these things that are hindering you. Lay aside the sin of your life. Put them down. Stop doing them. Burn them. Throw them into the rubbish dump. Have nothing more to do with them. Then what you need to do is you need to purify yourself in an act of worship before the Lord your God, and you need to change by the power of God, through the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says, when the Spirit comes upon you, you will never be the same. Never. It is impossible to know God and still yet to be the same. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become brand new. But there's one more final basic to God's blessings. Remember, here's what I'm asking. I'm looking at this. You're looking at this. We're going to study this. And we're looking at this and we're saying, "Oh, Lord, look what you did in the lives of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob. Lord, would you please, would you bless me?" I'm just extrapolating seven basic steps. They positioned themselves strategically. They talked with God continually. They offered themselves totally. They understood clearly. They repented frequently. They laid aside their foreign gods. But here's the bottom line. They obeyed completely. They obeyed completely. Chapter 35 and from verse 9 on, and right throughout the story of God, you're going to read about the unapologetic obedience of these people who are blessed of God. They just simply did what God told them to do. You and I do not have the privilege of picking and choosing from God's word. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. You and I don't have the privilege of saying we'll take a little bit of God here and a little bit of God there. God wants us to know that He loves us totally, wants to bless us totally, but He expects us to follow Him obediently. Now, friend, watch me. If I could, I'd come out here and just go to every one of you and say, please receive God's blessings. I pray God's blessings upon you. You heard what God said? Are you ready? You ready to respond to Him? You ready to give your life to Christ? You ready to walk in His blessings? You ready to be obedient? You ready to immerse yourself in God's story? You ready to be just a person who knows the hand and the touch of God? Wow.
What a powerful truth. God's ready for you to immerse yourself in His story. Dr. Wilton's coming back in just a moment, so please don't go away, but know that we'd love to talk with you about what God's doing in your life right now. If the Lord has stirred your heart through the teaching of God's Word, let us pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or let's connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. We want you to know that we're here for you. Before we get away, more from Dr. Don.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news. And by the way, don't go away, because I'll be right back in just a minute.
What a powerful truth. God's ready for you to immerse yourself in His story. Dr. Wilton's coming back in just a moment, so please don't go away, but know that we'd love to talk with you about what God's doing in your life right now. If the Lord has stirred your heart through the teaching of God's Word, let us pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or let's connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at theencouragingword.org. We want you to know that we're here for you. Before we get away, more from Dr. Don.
I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
That number again is 866-899-9673. Now, tomorrow we go to that man in the amazing Technicolor dream coat, Joseph. The message is called Seeing Ourselves in Joseph. I hope you'll join us and invite a friend to join for tomorrow's broadcast. You can connect with us online at theencouragingword.org between now and then. Until then, take care and God bless.